The UN's World Food Programme and the mobile telecommunications company Vodafone are piloting a project that will allow shopkeepers in Burkina Faso to manage food vouchers by text message. Kate Thomas has more from our bureau in Dakar. And the text. The World Food Programme and the Vodafone Foundation, a division of the British Mobile Phone Company, have started to bring technology to the food voucher programme in place in Burkina Faso. The partnership will allow shopkeepers in two towns in Burkina Faso to manage food vouchers through text messaging, or SMS. Paul McCann is Vodafone's programme delivery manager in West Africa.
We're keen here to try this SMS-type solution out. I think it's fairly simple. It uses standard technology, and it doesn't rely on supplying that technology to the beneficiaries, just simply to the shopkeepers. At the moment, it's very much at the planning stage, frankly. The programme itself, in other words, the voucher programme, is still being planned, and that's currently scheduled to start in February.
Around 30,000 people currently receive food vouchers in Burkina Faso. Until now, the hologram-imprinted vouchers were distributed to families who need them. They're then exchanged for goods in shops, and shopkeepers are reimbursed in cash by the World Food Programme once a month. If the new pilot is successful, shopkeepers will be able to validate the vouchers by cell phone on the spot. In theory, the World Food Programme would then be able to reimburse them the next day, either by bank transfer or by cheque. McCann said the new system would also eradicate the possibility of voucher fraud.
Text messages would be exactly one way of doing it. So what would effectively happen is that the vouchers would be presented by the beneficiary. When they get to the store, they hand over the voucher and their beneficiary card, which identifies who they are. The storekeeper would key those details into effectively a message, but it would be formatted by an application sitting on the phone, which would then create an SMS, send that back to the database at WFP headquarters. And the idea of this is that if you can do that, you can pretty well eliminate the potential for fraud.
While McCann is hopeful for the new scheme, he said it's unlikely that food vouchers will be distributed to families by text message.
The disadvantage, I mean, that's a great system and I think it works really well, and it's been an explosion of use in East Africa where it's been tried out, not specifically around WFP and vouchers, but the cash transfer things worked really well. We don't want to start excluding potential beneficiaries because they don't have access to a phone. The only phone that's needed in the system that we're talking about is one with the storekeeper.
This is the first time that the Vodafone World Food Programme partnership has benefited West Africa. McCann, who will leave West Africa in June, said his time in the region has furthered his understanding of how mobile phone technology can benefit the humanitarian relief effort.
This was advertised internally in Vodafone, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, that's something I really want to do, and a new country, a new environment. And then the other reason for joining was just simply, you know, an organisation like WFP just seems a fantastic organisation to work. So I'm going to take away lots of learnings in terms of how these different organisations work.
The food voucher programme is not the only project to come of the partnership in West Africa.
I'm working on a number of others. One here, for instance, to potentially provide a platform for the humanitarian community to be able to share information. And what we're trying to do is provide an open platform, particularly during emergency preparedness.
Vodafone is the widest reaching cell phone provider in the world, but it has a limited presence in West Africa. Its partnership with the World Food Programme has benefited the disaster and emergency relief response worldwide, and Vodafone's technology is currently being used to facilitate the World Food Programme's work reaching earthquake survivors in Haiti. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.
We're keen here to try this SMS-type solution out. I think it's fairly simple. It uses standard technology, and it doesn't rely on supplying that technology to the beneficiaries, just simply to the shopkeepers. At the moment, it's very much at the planning stage, frankly. The programme itself, in other words, the voucher programme, is still being planned, and that's currently scheduled to start in February. Text messages would be exactly one way of doing it. So what would effectively happen is that the vouchers would be presented by the beneficiary. When they get to the store, they hand over the voucher and their beneficiary card, which identifies who they are. The storekeeper would key those details into effectively a message, but it would be formatted by an application sitting on the phone, which would then create an SMS, send that back to the database at WFP headquarters. And the idea of this is that if you can do that, you can pretty well eliminate the potential for fraud. The disadvantage, I mean, that's a great system and I think it works really well, and it's been an explosion of use in East Africa where it's been tried out, not specifically around WFP and vouchers, but the cash transfer things worked really well. We don't want to start excluding potential beneficiaries because they don't have access to a phone. The only phone that's needed in the system that we're talking about is one with the storekeeper. This was advertised internally in Vodafone, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, well, that's something I really want to do, and a new country, a new environment. And then the other reason for joining was just simply, you know, an organisation like WFP just seems a fantastic organisation to work. So I'm going to take away lots of learnings in terms of how these different organisations work. I'm working on a number of others, one here, for instance, to potentially provide a platform for the humanitarian community to be able to share information. And what we're trying to do is provide an open platform, particularly during emergency preparedness.